Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 27th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are joined right now by Callie Johnson from our friends over the ODC. Callie, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate the time. I should mention hello from my little brother. I think I was supposed to mention
shout out to Nick.
Yeah, I was supposed to mention that, I think, like two times ago you joined us or something. So getting it in at the last minute. But
that's all right. We're still in the same year, so yeah, at least we didn't wait till the next time.
Right. So far, we're in 2023, but one of the things we want to do today with you, Callie, and the ODC is talk a little bit about 2023, but really focus on 2024 and things we're really looking forward to and we're excited about. As we are wrapping up the year, I would like to talk about the annual appeal and start there, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yes. Well, first, I should start out with a huge thank you to our community, the clients, individuals who we support, our staff of, 200,
I think, at ODC. Wow.
Now, just for a wonderful year, for another year of just a lot of growth and excitement and adapting to changes and starting new programs. It really just was another great year. And so I do have to start out with that thank you to everybody who's a part of ODC in one way or another.
Callie, I don't mean to interrupt or anything, but you bring up something that I hadn't really thought much about before. We do so many of these year-end reviews on the show here, and a lot of that conversation is we're wrapping up the year, but we don't get a chance to do this with nonprofits very often, and certainly keeping the lights on is important at the ODC, but it's you gauge it so differently, I imagine, your accomplishments for the year, what went well that year. When talking about the clients at the ODC or something like that, like, there's no small accomplishments. There's no small, like, it's got to be such a different perspective, I would imagine, than a business looking at it and looking at, well, we finished in the black or, something like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, when we, Julie always says, our president, when we have the privilege to support over 1,000 individuals who need it, and as long as we're always able and willing to say yes, when it comes to helping somebody else, like, that's a win for us.
And we make
it work no matter if we're in the black or not.
Right. It's just really interesting to me. I appreciate that note. That's interesting there.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at all the things we are thankful for 2023. Big thank you to this community, to the clients there, to your staff, to your team, to the ODC in general.
Absolutely, yes. And like I said, ODC supports over 1,000 people annually.
That's amazing. It's
a big number. Now across 13 counties in Wisconsin.
That's.
You know, most people know us, and it is still our home base here in Rapids and Marshfield and Stevens Point, those areas. But we have expanded to the Northwoods and Merrill, to the Wautoma, Washera area. And we're just excited to continue to grow programs, and we couldn't do it without people who support us. So that's the thank you. But yes, it is annual appeal time. There's still a few days left, obviously, in 2023. And so hopefully listeners have already received our annual appeal letter or seen some messages about it on our Facebook or social media channels. Or maybe gotten an email about the story. But this year we highlighted a community member from the Marshfield area, Sherry Meisner, who signed up as our first Better Together friend in the Marshfield area. And Better Together is a program, an ODC program, that matches adults with disabilities to volunteers from the community to form an inclusive friendship based on similar interests. So we had Sherry sign up. Yes, I'm willing to be a Better Together friend. We had Eva, a young lady who we support looking for a new friendship. And it turned out they had a lot of similar interests. Sporting being one major thing, the Green Bay Packers, Friday Night Lights. also baking and gardening. Sherry lives on a farm, so picking corn on their farm. So it was just a really great story that we highlighted to show what a strong friendship can be built on similar interests. And we just need more people like Sherry who are willing to, I don't even want to say give of your time, because these are things you're already doing.
Yeah.
You're in just building in an extra person. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to give it a shot and see how it goes, that's what we're looking for. So we really wanted to highlight, yes, thank you for all the ways that you give to ODC through checks and cash mm-hmm. and credit card transactions and ACH withdrawals. Mm-hmm. Like, those are big deals, and we really appreciate it. But there's also other ways to give when it comes to your time and making that connection with somebody. It's just so meaningful and can go a really long way in their lives.
Kelly, you mentioned the annual appeal. Is the cutoff for that? Is that the end date, the end of the year, the last
it
day of the year?
It is the last day of the year, yes. But signing up to be a volunteer is something you don't have to do just this year. I mean, mm-hmm. you can think about it and let us know in the new year as well. So we just really want to, everybody has their busyness and their day-to-day world. We totally get and understand that. We just want people to read the story and realize what an impact it can make in somebody's life. And it can be an hour of your time a month. I mean, it can be, it doesn't have to be extreme
measures. I start every morning doing this job, updating myself on world news and looking at local news and state news and that. And the news can be a little dragging sometimes. So you need a palate cleanser. Your newsletter or your Facebook page oftentimes is that for me. I'll go to the ODC newsletter. I'll go to your Facebook page and immediately start smiling, immediately get my palate cleanser and feel a lot better. It's good for those reasons alone, let alone all the information and different volunteer opportunities or different things that you can find out about the ODC through that newsletter. You guys do a great job with that.
Thank you. Yeah, we really do try to just tell our story, and that in itself, or the stories that happen on a day-to-day basis. That's all we are storytellers, and it's often positive, good news.
Yeah.
And like you just said, I didn't even think about it really that way from the volunteer perspective. If you are the person agreeing to participate in this friendship, you'll get something out of it too.
Yeah.
That's not often what volunteers are looking for, but there's just no way you'll walk away without feeling good.
It's very similar to me that with Meals on Wheels. There's a very similar thing to me, a feeling to me about that, where I did Meals on Wheels for a couple of months, and I don't feel like I worked one second.
Right.
I don't feel like I did any like I oftentimes used to joke to the people I'd pick up the meals from and everything. Like, I feel like in some ways I should be paying you because it feels like one of those situations where I learned and gained so much from talking to those individuals dropping those meals off.
Right.
I know I've talked to enough people that have volunteered or worked with the ODC before. It's the same feeling. You touched on something really cool there, I think, about the not giving of your time, because you're sharing your time. You're sharing these things with people.
Right.
That's a key part of this, I think, and a fun part of this too for individuals. So if people want to find out more about the Better Together program, are there ways for them to do that?
Yes. So we have a volunteer page on our website, mm-hmm. odcinc.com/volunteer. There's a simple form that you can fill out. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you. You can always call 424-2712. I'm sorry, that's 715-424-2712. Or chat us on Facebook if that's easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop in, honestly, at either any of our locations, and we'll definitely make that connection and figure out the best fit for that person who's looking to volunteer.
They understand they live in this community. They know they have busy lives as well, the individuals that work over at the ODC. So when it comes to volunteering and you looking at your schedule, I don't know when I can fit this in, or they're not going to be able to work with my schedule. They'll work with you. They'll figure it out. And you know, if they can, they are certainly going to work very hard to try to make that happen.
Right.
So please do reach out.
I think Sherry thought the same thing in who we highlighted in the letter. And, mm-hmm. and then when she really thought about it, she's like, well, I'm already going. She likes football. I have a son who plays football on Friday nights. So I'm already going to his game. I'm just going to bring, you know, Eva along. to enjoy the experience with. Same with, you know, making lasagna or picking corn in the field or gardening. Mm-hmm. Like, there were things that she's doing every day already. Yeah. And so now she just has a friend to do it with, which makes it better.
And we have so many, God, that's so well said. Because we have a lot of individuals in this community that are, you know, in the senior population, or even if they're not in a lonely situation or by themselves, or maybe don't have as much interacting with others that they would like or something. You have that group of people, and then you have the clientele at the ODC. This is a perfect match. This really works for our community. This strengthens our community.
100%. Yes.
It's a very cool program.
Yeah.
I look forward to talking more and more about that in 2024. And that segues us into next year and looking at some of the fun things coming up with our ODC.
Yes. So we are planning our calendar of events for 2024. And I can share some dates and a little bit of information.
Get your calendars out.
Wrapping up a few details, but we're getting started. So this will be the third year that we are hosting a Opportunity FORE, Hope, golf benefit at Sand Valley Resort. As many people know, we opened a mental health clinic in 2022, an outpatient clinic right here at our Huntington Avenue ODC location in Wisconsin Rapids. This last year, 2023, we opened a satellite clinic in the Stevens Point ODC. And so we're continuing to raise awareness for mental health needs in our communities and also raising money. So we are looking for sponsors and participants for Friday, May 31st of 2024 to join us at Sand Valley. Play some golf, have a good time, enjoy some delicious food, and support our clinics, our Opportunity for Hope clinics.
There's one of the biggest things to happen in this area in the last 5 to 10 years is Sand Valley. And what is going on with that situation in Rome, and how much that has blown that area up, and how much that has benefited local communities and cities nearby. We shout out them and appreciate them, because part of the other reason I think they have been successful is things like this. Sand Valley got right away. We want to incorporate. We want to work with the community. We want to sponsor things. We want to be a part of things. We want to be a go-to place for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I see them all the time doing things like this. That's very noteworthy to me.
Agreed.
So put that out there right away.
Yes, thank you to them. They have been a great partner to work with over the years, and they get us, they get our mission, they support it, and again, can't say enough good things about Sand Valley.
Also in that stretch of time, we've seen a rise in talking about mental health and paying attention to that and caring about that. And I think as a society, I don't get to say this very often, I'm really proud of our society on this front, where especially in the States here, we have been on the forefront of talking about mental health and opening up about it and being sharing it. But now the real work needs to get done, where, okay, we've talked about it as a kind of like as an outsider thing. Now we got to start looking at ourselves and start dealing with our own mental health and everything and helping each other with that. And that's where these mental health clinics have come in so key in the last year or so, having them, whether it's the one here in town in Rapids, the satellite location in Point, all are important, all are key. It benefits everybody with this. And it's only going to be more and more as we go forward here. Mental health, the conversation's not going away. So having an event like this, and your business being a part of it, I just touched on a number of things that are key to selling your business, to promoting your business, to good PR. There is no price tag you can put on good PR. We talk about this a lot. There's a lot of businesses in town that you know their name because they attach to so many nonprofit events.
Right.
They put back into this community. So many, it's so important to our individual, to our community members to support businesses like that. So that right there is a key and a great way to reach out to the ODC and be a part of this great event. There's also so many other great benefits of that. We encourage people to do that. The event itself is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, but you're right. There is a deeper meaning behind it. So if mental health is a cause that you care about, that maybe has touched your family, friends, I mean, everybody knows somebody who has, needed mental health services, and we're just happy to be that provider. Like you said, we have our clinic in town. We do go into the community. We have our satellite clinic in Stevens Point. We also, this last year, launched 3 school satellite sites in Pittsville, Nakusa, and Junction City. So we're trying to go where it's most convenient for those who need those supports, mm-hmm. and maybe the hours don't work or they can't get transportation to the clinic. We're coming to those people. And in order to provide those services, we do need to do fundraisers. Mm-hmm. And so this is just one way to support. So please save that date, Friday, May 31st. Get in touch with us ahead of time. We'll be launching the event after the new year on our Facebook page. But you can always email me directly, cjohnson@odcinc.com, or call 715-818-6468. And I'd be happy to talk with the local businesses about this event specifically.
We'll get that information out there again before we wrap up today. Okay. And as a dad, I love a good play on words. So the Four Hope Golf Benefit, it's really well played. Four. I like that. I like yeah. that.
So good.
Other good event coming, another big event or another big thing coming up in June as well.
Yep. So last year we did our first ever cash calendar raffle in the month of June. We sold tickets after the new year, and we drew winners every Monday through Friday in the month of June. And they were prizes, they were cash prizes, anywhere from $50 to $500, depending on the day. Also, those squares were sponsored by local businesses. Mm-hmm. So we are bringing that back this year, and we'll be selling tickets in the first quarter of 2024. I believe they were 1 for $10 or 3 for $20. And that was a great way to engage our employees. They got really pumped about selling tickets, but also community members. I couldn't believe how many stopped in and were just buying them or taking them and selling them to their friends and family. And what was really neat was we live streamed, and we'll do it again this year on our Facebook page, all of the individual, not all, but a lot of the individuals who we support were involved in the drawing of the winners.
That was a lot of fun.
And so we felt like people got a little peek behind the curtains, if you will, or just a little glimpse into what daily life at ODC is like.
Yeah.
And it was so fun for the clients to get involved and draw a winner and get so excited and it was fun for everybody because who doesn't love to win money? But yeah, we'll be bringing that back. So please stay tuned about how you can buy tickets to possibly win. You can help sell tickets. Just great ways. Or if you're a business who wants to sponsor a square, anywhere from $50 to $500, please get in touch. And another great way to get your name on something that has a lot of eyes and goes a long way.
Our business owners out there, they live in this community, they live in this area, they know how big raffles are, they know how big calendars are. Our community just loves these kind of things. Getting your name on there, you know it's going to get seen by a lot of people, and they're going to see not only that your business and think about it, they're going to see your business attached to the ODC and you see you supporting your community.
Right, absolutely.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
One of our favorite events, I know personally one of my favorite events is coming up as well.
Yes.
Well, not coming up, but it's going to be in August.
Yeah, so for the last few years, we've done the Run, Walk, and Roll. It started in 2020, you know, the COVID year, where we weren't really sure if we could have an in-person event, and but we still wanted to support ODC, try to get together if we could, if it was outdoors, or we could social distance, or if people could choose to just kind of run, walk, or roll on their own with their own close group of family or friends. So that's been successful year after year, and we've grown the event. And this year we're going all out to grow it even bigger. And we're putting a little creative twist on it, renaming it to Run, Walk, Rock and Roll.
I like this.
It gets hard to say, but like Run, Walk, Rock and Roll, okay?
Oh, I like it, yes.
So another great business to partner with, Rooted in Red.
Yeah.
They have graciously offered up a Saturday, August 24th, at their cranberry farm at Rooted in Red for us to gather. We're going to do the run, walk, to roll out there. We're going to have wagon rides. And so if you want to participate in the exercise portion of it, you'll meet there earlier in the afternoon. We'll all run, walk, and roll together. And then it'll be followed up with rocking and rolling. Oh. And Pam Ross, her band, one of her bands, the Antoinettes, is going to be opening the show and performing for a couple of hours. And then Southbound, who everybody loves, is going to be closing, or our headliner for the event. And we'll have raffles, we'll have food trucks, we'll have just so much fun. The cocktail bar will be open. We're hoping to have like a live kind of auction too. Yeah, yeah. So some of the details are still being worked out, but please save the date for Saturday, August 24th. For our run, walk, rock, and roll for ODC.
I love that name. I love that name. I love this event. Great to have Pam part of the event, certainly, and her ties to the ODC, of course. And I love the Antoinettes. God, I love that band.
They're so good.
We love Southbound. That's a fantastic band. So, you know, and a shout out to these bands and these local artists, too. We have so many of them that you constantly see them a part of nonprofit events that they get it too. Support them as well. So, as much as we talk about this morning, these local businesses, buying local, supporting local also includes the arts. Please support them as well.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
The idea for the event is fascinating to me too, especially what I appreciate about the ODC, and we have some other nonprofits like this, but I don't know many that are as great at this as you guys are, where you have an event, it's doing very well, and it I think most people would expect, just keep doing what you're doing. But you guys are always looking at ways to improve something or to make something even greater, even more fun, or include even more members of the community. I really admire that, especially when we think of the message of the ODC, of being a part of the community, reaching out to the community, and the community reaching out to you and your clientele. It's a win-win kind of thing there. That's a really fun event.
Yeah, we wanted to continue to do it, like you said, but kind of reinvented or just make it a little bit new. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, immediately thought of Rooted in Red. They do such a nice job with their events there. Yeah. And so what a great venue. And you can still participate if you can't make the event, just like we've allowed in the past. It's super flexible. You get a t-shirt made, of course, produced right at ODC at our Ink Splash business. And, you know, businesses sponsor to get their names on the back of the t-shirts, and then the client, if you're a business that sponsors and you don't even want your t-shirts, you can donate them back, and the individuals who we support wear them. They love getting a t-shirt every year. It's so fun. And so, but this is just a new way that we can all gather in one location. Mm-hmm. And because, like I said earlier, we're across 13 counties. We're hoping all of the individuals who we support can gather at Rooted in Red, and who doesn't love music, and just celebrate, include all the messages that we're trying to put out there, which is inclusivity and just how you can make a difference when you're all better together.
And that's just a glimpse of 2024 and the excitement and fun that we're going to have with the ODC and our community coming up in the next new year. That's a lot of great stuff there, Callie. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, how can they reach you?
Call me directly, 715-818-6468, or my email, cjohnson@odcinc.com. Go to our website, which is odcinc.com. Or chat us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then the two ways to give back were odcinc.com/volunteer or odcinc.com/donate.
Mm-hmm.
Either
Nicely
one
done.
Works.
All of this off the top of her head, too, everybody. Like, incredible work, Kelly. Nice job. We wish a good New Year's to you and yours, to everybody at the ODC. Please let them know how much we appreciate them and enjoy your new year. And we're looking forward to hanging out again next month.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. We'll get out here on that, and we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.